Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Please, babe. 6 and 8 months. Let people just walk it past us.
No food, no water, no nothing. Whatever we had, we've been taking it. That's the only way we can survive.
We got the food right here. Let me tell you, right here.
People are dying. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. The city of New Orleans will never be the same.
Now get off your asses and let's do something. And let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
Because it gotta come down to this. In order to see things for what they are, for what it is. We still might not be free up in this piece or treated very equally as far as I can see. Now if you saw what I saw and see what I see on that TV, it led me to write this song after talking to my father. But the anger in this song seemed to write his damn self. Hell no, we ain't all right.
What is your boy, son of a bushman? Nerdin'.
Simple, it's racial.
Now all these press conferences, breaking news alert, this just in. While your government looks for a war to win. Blame for the blame game, names where I begin. Walls closing and get some help to my kin. Who cares? While the rest of the Bush nation stands as the drama unfolds as we the people under the stands. 50% of this son of a Bush nation is like hating on Haiti and setting up assassinations. Ask Pat Robertson, quiz him.
Smells like terrorism.
Racism in the news, still one-sided views. Saying white's fine food. Pray for the National Guard who be ready to shoot. Because they be saying us blacks loot.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
Now them fires, earthquakes, tsunamis, I don't mean to scare. Wasn't this written somewhere? Disgraces, all I be seeing is hurting black faces. Moved out to all them faraway places. Emergency state corpses, alligators and snakes. Big difference between this haze and the diamonds and the VMAs. You better look what's really important, y'all, under the sun. Especially if you over 21. This ain't no TV show, ain't no video.
This is really real.
Beyond them same old, keep it real. Quotes from the TV stars driving big rim cars. Streets be flooding, be no matter where you at, no gas. Driving is a luxury, urgency. Don't y'all know? They said it's a state of emergency. So somebody's government is far from reality. Somebody's government is far from reality.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
Hell no!
And they don't have a clue what's going on down there. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is a national disaster.
Any way you look at it, it's a tragedy.
It's awful down here, man. God is looking down on all this, and if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are gonna pay the price.
Now I see we be the new faces of refugees who ain't even overseas but stuck here on our knees. Forget the plasma TV, ain't no electricity. New world's upside down and out of order. Shelter food, what's up, yo?
What's up? Where's the water?
No answers from disaster, the masses be hurting. So who the fuck they call Halliburton? Son of a Bush, how you gonna just trust that cat to fix shit when all that help is stuck in Iraq? Making war plans, taking more stands in Afghanistan. 2,000 soldiers, they're dying in the sand. But that's over there, right? What's over here?
There's
a noise so loud, some of y'all can't hear. But on TV, I know that I can see.
Yeah,
bunches of people looking just like me.
Yo, wait, yo, what?
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright.
Mississippi in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright.
Alabama in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright.
USA in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright. We definitely ain't alright. cat. That's right, what God gives, sometimes your country takes it away. I'ma see y'all at the Millions More March. 10th year anniversary of the Million Man March. That's right, the minister gonna drop it. That's right, Farrakhan. Yeah. And many of our people and organizations are all getting together now in Washington, D.C. October 16th, y'all. Now, we got all those issues to talk about. We got more issues to talk about now, y'all.
Yeah.
Better yet, ideas to listen to and spread.
Yeah.
One Love, coming from Public Enemy. Number one, y'all.
Yeah.
Public Enemy 2005. Public Enemy 2006.
Yeah.
Public Enemy 2007.
Let me tell y'all something. All of our hearts is out there with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we sending trucks, we sending boats, boxes of cans of soup and everything, clothes and all of that, shoes. We donating everything to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, y'all ain't by yourself. You need to know that.
Now, here's a little story about a boy named George and how he fed the rich while he starved the poor. Now, George is well connected, some say it's the blood. His poppy was a bush, he was known as a shrub. Sounds bug, but the shrub like doing lots of drugs. Fucking with the ladies and hanging with the thugs. A war was going on, but he had no heart. To avoid the draft, he joined the National Guard. Not volunteer when asked to go overseas. He met an Arab named Bin Laden who turned over G's. Big business partner soon to be enemies. Bankrupt companies and walk with the cheese. Homeland security, it takes away our laws. Makes us more insecure, that's what double speak is for. He made 2004 feel like 84. The has versus have nots, why he hates the poor.
Shot eyes, I analyze Bush lies while the deficit rise. 2 million lost jobs. He cut my unemployment check, my nigga. I'm about to rob and take back what he owed for my history. Was energy crisis, it's a mystery. My Uncle Reg was nice with army choppers. He went to war, came home, can't pay the doctor. Got no benefits. He giving out life sentences. I can't pay for my innocence. 9/11. Bush tried to run. He lied and said he had to code the Air Force One. What type of bitch move is that? Clinton come back. He smoked weed, got brain, my type of cat. We ain't on bullshit, it's just the facts, nigga. Fuck hip-hop surveillance, we just some rat niggas. Protest. We don't want you, my nigga, talk to the press. Or are you somewhere drinking and driving? Or on vacation thinking and hiding from the fact that you sliced the tax? Feeding the rich and police and blacks. The right to the facts, knowledge unlocks all doors. They sold, but I ain't buying more.
Our 43rd president, grandson of the Bush, who funded Adolf Hitler, but it's not in the books.
By God.
Think hard, cause the Bushes conspire to control the government or set it afire. And Cheney's just a dick whose pockets are swollen. Tell Powell kiss my ass, cause he's just a colon. And Connie's just a trick, better known as a whore. An anti-culture club for a boy named George.
Good evening, I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong.
Hi, this is that guy from that old TV show your parents used to watch. I'm standing in front of these starving people outside this Rwandan fly factory as a propaganda technique. to let you know that for the price of a cup of coffee, you can send the CIA and other clandestine intelligence services to underprivileged nations around the world for experimentation in chemical and biological warfare, torture training, political assassination, and the most popular of all, population control. Oh, keep going? Okay. Well, after your first donation, you will receive a photo of your adopted agent in some distant land like Somalia or the Gobi Desert, digging a well or administering a shot to unsuspecting natives. You see, folks, together, we can make a difference. Together, we can change the world. Brought to you by the Peace Corps. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Now repeat, everybody.
George Bush is a gangster.
George Bush.
George Bush is a gangster.
Rig the election now.
George Bush is a gangster.
I said the pimp.
George Bush is a gangster.
Cut off your fingers.
George Bush is a gangster.
I say it's a baby eater, y'all.
George Bush is a gangster.
Big Pimp USA.
George Bush is a gangster.
Mafioso.
We're slowly but surely taking control of that country so that we can free the people of Iraq and eventually clear that country of
weapons of mass destruction.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
We go baby out here. They don't have no formula, no water, and they want us to survive out here. Where's FEMA? Where's the mail?
You could go in Iraq and come with big helicopters and set stuff up for people, but you can't do this for us? Come on, Bush.
Rest
we could do better than that.
O'Brien?
I'm being forced to live like animals. And, you know, when you look at some of these mothers, your heart just breaks. We're not talking about a few families or a few hundred families. Thousands and thousands of people gathered around the convention center. I want to warn you, I mean, some of these images that you will see, they're very, very graphic. But people need to see this. The people down there have been down there for days, and people need to see what it is really like here.
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history.
And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned him Friday night. She drowned in front of me.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm chiefing on some endo. Whoa, yeah. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside and hell is where I send you. Let me explain something to this motherfucking president. You look at Sonny Crack like he's completely irrelevant. Really? I really don't think so. I promise you and your peoples is gonna die slow. Peoples waking up, damn. Hey, wasn't really, really part of the plan. And
I'm fully strapped, you gon' kill me. Make me famous, you dumbass crackers, some people feel me. I'm better off in a box, your daughters are whores. If there's nothing to live for, find something to die for. Oh, and I can really give a fuck. Hey, look over there, you inbred bitch, you better duck. Barbara Bush got jokes, she's an old white bitch. Here comes a slug, I throw it like a pitch. Freedom of speech, ain't that some shit? Quality still here, but only for the rich. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm chiefing on some endo. Whoa, yeah. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside, and hell is where I send you. There's a knock at the door, a black van out front. FBI got questions, like, is this a stunt? No. Thinking I move on, I said no. Thinking I move on, get the fuck off my property. Thinking I move on, my authority is God. Now get fucking gone, oh. You ain't gonna leave? I'll be right back. Wait here, little homie, I'll be right back. I told you to leave, not once, not twice, but three times. You don't have to respect my property, respect my rhyme, but respect is lead. Fucking traitor, look at your kids, Mr. Man. Now call me a hater. I care about you, your kids, this world, my country. I care about niggas, spicks, chanks, hikes, and honkies. I ain't a boot licking bitch coward like you. If somebody gotta die, I'd rather it be you. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm chiefing on some endo. Whoa, yeah. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside, and hell is where I send you. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm keeping on some window. Yeah, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside, and hell is where I send you.
Bush doesn't care about black people.
She killed me, mom.
I ain't saying he's a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But he ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She killed me, mom.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But he ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I got him.
George Bush don't like black people.
Yeah.
George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people.
Hurricane came through, fucked us up round here. Government acting like it's bad luck down here. All I know is that you better bring some trucks round here. Wonder why I got my middle finger up round here. People lives on the line, you declining to help. Since you taking so much time, we surviving ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse. Trapped in my own house looking for a way out. 5 days in this motherfucking attic. Can't use the cell phone, I keep getting static. Dying cause they lying instead of telling us the truth. Other day the helicopters got my neighbors off the roof. It's cool cause they said they coming back for us too. That was 3 days ago, I don't see no rescue. See a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Since God made the path and I'm trying to walk through. What? Swam to the store trying to look for food. Corner store's kinda flooded so I broke my way through. I got what I could but before I got through, the news said police shot a black man trying to leave. Don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like
black people. George Bush don't like black people.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
He ain't looking for no broke niggas.
Kill me, mom.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
I'm in need.
He ain't checking for no broke niggas.
like, hey. Chilling on his vacation, sitting patiently. Them black folks gotta hope, gotta wait and see if FEMA really comes through in an emergency. But nobody seems to have a sense of urgency. Now the mayor's been reduced to crying. I guess Bush said niggas been used to dying. He said, I know it looks bad, just have to wait. Forgetting folks were too broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I bet he had to go and check on them refineries first. Making a killing off the price of gas. He would have been up in Connecticut twice as fast. After all that we've been through, nothing's changed. You can call Red Cross, but the fact remains that George Bush ain't a gold digger, but he ain't fucking with no broke niggas. George Bush ain't a gold digger, but he ain't fucking with no broke niggas. Come down, Bush, come on, come down. 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 George Bush ain't a gold digger. Don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down. Come down, George, come on, come down.
The government said, you go here and you'll get help. Or you go in that Superdome and you'll get help. And they didn't get help. They got locked in there and they watched people being killed around them. And they watched people starving and they watched elderly people not get any medicine. And now they know it's happening because we've been telling them repeatedly over and over every day. And you know what they're doing now? And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm telling you what's happening. They have set up a checkpoint at the bottom of this bridge. This is the bridge that takes you from New Orleans over into Gretna, from Orleans Parish into Jefferson's Parish. It's the only way out. It's the connection to the rest of the world. And they've set up a checkpoint, and anyone who walks up out of that city now is turned around. You are not allowed to go to Gretna, Louisiana from New Orleans, Louisiana. Over there, there's hope. Over there, there's electricity. Over there, there's food and water. But you cannot go from there to there.
I think
the government will not allow you to do it. It's a fact.
I want to get some perspective here, because earlier today, the images
were...
Hang on a second.
That is all the perspective you need.
Corporations and small businesses and individual citizens across the nation.
Babble, babble, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in, everybody sing along. Everything has been said before, nothing left to say anymore, but it's all the same, you can ask.
Yeah! gas if you don't need it. Don't buy gas if you don't need it. Don't buy gas if you don't need it. Don't buy it. Work and patience and resolve. It's also going to require a lot of money. And the federal government will do its part. But the private sector needs to do its part as well. And that's why I've asked Presidents Bush and Clinton to lead a nationwide fundraising effort to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. In the days ahead, the former presidents will ask Americans to open their hearts and their wallets to help those in need. And they're going to talk to large corporations and small businesses and individual citizens across the nation. The contributions will benefit the relief organizations that are doing vital work on the ground. We're going to take a look and make sure that the money raised is money needed. Right now, if our fellow citizens want to help, they ought to give a cash donation. You better cut the taxes at the top. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. You're working hard to put food on your family. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill. You're working hard to put food on your family. Learn to be responsible citizens and learn to have the skills necessary to take advantage of our fantastic opportunistic society.
Mendacity. Mendacity.
We ought to make the pie higher. I guess you'd say I'm a good steward of the land. We got a good common sense policy. Now, I'm going to tell you what I really think is going to happen over time. The birds are supposed to suffer, not the hunter.
Mendacity. Mendacity.
Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country. You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheib, or whatever the guy's name was.
Oh, they may be able to bomb a building.
And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Deadly technology.
And, you know, nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.